Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott White with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And this episode of BizBuzz, we're continuing our discussion with Dr. David Hoffert from Warsaw Community Schools. Welcome.
Scott, thanks for having me back again.
Yeah, that was awesome. Part one was great.
Yeah.
And we got so much to talk about today. Tell us about what are theme schools.
Yeah. And this is a great concept. Sometimes we don't realize some of the great things that we have going on inside of our schools because we're so entrenched inside of it. So each one of our elementary schools has a specific theme that goes with it. So we have four schools that are STEM certified by the state of Indiana. We have two schools that are dual language immersion schools, and we have two schools that are leader in these schools.
That's amazing.
So all eight of our elementaries have a specific theme that goes with them that really brings their school community together. Mm-hmm. And we had the opportunity to take some neighboring schools through our buildings here just even this last week as they're looking at some of the same concepts. And when they walked out of there, they're just like, Dave, this is incredible. We started out the day at Jefferson Elementary School, and they got to see community partners from LeGrand and Daylight. They're working with our students, going through the engineering plans of how the students were creating desk organizers and 3D printing them.
Wow.
And then they were able to talk about our tower gardens that are growing food that, again, gives back to the school community inside of it. And then they were able to talk about the water testing that happened down at Cherry Creek,
right,
where, again, they figured out there was some E. coli in the water. And so they were able to get a hold of the lily.
That was you guys that discovered that.
Yeah, that was originally our students.
Nice.
Isn't that pretty cool?
Yeah.
And here a couple of years ago at one of our theme schools, we actually found an endangered, I think it was two ridge clam mussel that was there. Yeah, that's what I thought too. I'm like,
wow,
you're pulling this out of one of our creeks. And the DNR is like, this is an endangered species.
Oh my gosh.
And so, I mean, great things going on there. Then we were able to take them just over to Lincoln Elementary, and they were able to talk about the Leader in Me program. And Lincoln and Harrison both have this program that's going on, and it's leadership development of our students.
Okay.
So, like, just this last week, Harrison had a special speaker that was in who was a Sudanese refugee.
Oh, my goodness.
And, again, from the original Lost Boys, and talking about how he used his talents and gifts.
That's life-changing to listen to someone that's lived through that.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, again, they were able to learn about what that program looks like and the eight traits that go into leadership and the roles that the students have inside of their classroom.
And what grade level is this?
This is kindergarten to sixth grade.
Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that cool? And, I mean, they're able to create some really cool roles that go along with elementary-age students. And you're like, okay, that's really cool. Like, one of the kids is like, I'm the bouncer of the classroom. And we're like, what does the bouncer do?
Right, right.
And he's like, well, I'm always the one that's in charge to make sure that everybody gets in the classroom on time.
Okay.
And I shut the door and I make sure that everybody is settled down and ready to go
nice.
For the day.
Oh, man.
And I'm like, everybody needs a bouncer.
That kid's got some power.
Yeah, absolutely. And you have other people that have applied to be part of the flag crew in the morning, the line guides that are there to make sure that people get to the right place, the welcoming committee. So, again, you have the welcoming committee that goes out and meets students every morning and welcomes them to school in the morning.
Nice.
I mean, how cool is
that?
This?
Is. Yeah.
You're like, what great leadership skills these students are learning. And then we had the opportunity then to end up at our dual language, one of our two dual language immersion schools, where 50% of the day is in Spanish and 50% is in English.
Oh my, for all students or just
It is a big chunk of our students. So again, we have neighborhood classrooms and we have DLI classrooms.
Right.
So about two-thirds of our students, both at Eisenhower and Leesburg, are in a 50-50 where, again, they are fully bilingual. They can flip back and forth and, again, learn the skills. And again, their goal is, because that continues on through middle school and then into high school, our first group is going through this year. They are ninth graders that started out as kindergartners and worked their way through. They are going to be AP testing as freshmen. So again, what would be Spanish 5 to Spanish 6 classes, they're going to pass out of their freshman year. And then sophomore, junior, and senior year, they're going to be taking 3,000 level college courses.
Oh my goodness.
And they will end up with pretty much what is equivalent to a Spanish minor.
Okay.
By going through this program inside of our schools.
So they get college credit.
They get college credit.
Awesome.
Absolutely. So they'll have the AP college credit, and then they will have high level college credit coming out of sophomore, junior, and senior year.
And what a head start.
So as we walk these other schools through our programs, they just came to the end and they're like, this is incredible.
Yeah.
And again, sometimes we don't always think about it because this has been 12, 13 years in the works. We started out with Washington becoming our first STEM school.
Right, I remember that.
And really when we were talking about the biomedical industry, and then we had Claypool that branched off of that said, hey, we want to look at agriculture. Mm-hmm. We had Jefferson that looked at, you know, the environmental studies because they're so close to the lakes and streams.
Right.
And then we also have Madison that is looking at lakes and streams and a number of biomedical parts being partnering with things like Banner Medical right out there in the industrial park. So again, all kinds of just amazing things that way. Just watching these kids succeed at such a high level. Scott, I always keep my diploma in my office. Mm-hmm. And I always tell everybody, especially when they're coming in for freshman orientation, mm-hmm. I look at the parents and I say, hey, here's my diploma. I got to tell you how antiquated and outdated it is. The classes that these students have, the opportunities that they have inside of our schools today,
right. It's
just unreal. Last year, we added up the numbers and the amount of college credit and certification that was gained inside of our high school and career center.
Right.
Was almost $4.5 million in savings to our local community.
Oh my goodness.
And our families.
Wait, repeat that again.
$4.5 million worth of dual AP credit and certifications. And so, I mean, I'm looking at this, and as parents, two college kids,
yes.
I got to tell you how excited I am about this, because both of my kids walked off with almost a full year of college credit by just leaving high school. But I mean, the cool part is, I mean, we're watching students come out of school. And again, whether they are going to an Ivy League school or whether they are like, man, I want to go into the trades and I want to do something unique inside of engineering, whatever that field or pathway is, they're being able to take the knowledge that they gained here and physical credit.
Seems like thousands of programs that you guys are doing now. You also said something about a master program?
Yeah. This is something we started. This is our fourth year of doing this.
Okay.
And we realized how complex schools are. You know, in our first few minutes together, we talked about just how big and some of the massive numbers, like a million meals a year, a million miles.
Yes.
You know, 6,700 students, 1,200 employees. You know, that is a big city in itself. And one of the things that we realized is, how do we share some of the inner workings with our community?
Right.
And how do we create ambassadors? I always love that term, you know, because ambassadors are people that go out and they represent you outside of your country.
Hey, with the Chamber of Commerce, we've got our own ambassadors.
You do.
In the county.
You guys have great ambassadors. You have great ambassadors. So again, we took that same type of idea and we said, these are our Tiger ambassadors. These are people that are out there in the community. Just being able to answer questions, guide people to the right directions, because everybody we always laugh at is an educational expert. And the reason why is because you have 13 years of experience in it, right?
Right.
So your kindergarten class should look like the kindergarten classes of today, right?
All right.
They probably don't.
My kindergarten class? No.
Yeah. No, I think back to my kindergarten class and it was don't eat the glue and, you know, don't pick your nose, and we take a nap.
Oh, we had nap
the day.
Oh,
yeah.
Nap and the chocolate milk with my.
Oh my gosh, the snack time! Absolutely. So again, school looks a lot different today, and so we just want to share what that looks like. Yeah. So our ambassadors, we have every school nominates at least one person each year, and it's somebody that somehow is related to the school. It doesn't have to be a parent. Doesn't have to be even somebody that is related to somebody inside the school right now. So again, it could be a community partner, could be a politician, could be a CEO of an industry.
Sure.
But again, somehow is linked to that school. Mm-hmm. So again, 8 elementary schools, 2 middle schools, high school, career center, and alternative center.
Right.
So again, 13 different schools altogether. We usually have about 20 ambassadors because we're like, the high school is big enough that it can take 3 or 4, career center, a couple as well too. We know that there are a few people that kind of have schedule conflicts. So we put a couple extras in there. And then what we end up doing is we end up doing a principal shadowing for the day. So they come in and they shadow, they spend some time with that principal. And then we do 4 to 5 different lunch and learns throughout the year. So one whole day we'll be on all school finance. So we bring everybody in, we say, okay, let's talk about our budget. Let's talk about the tax dollars that go into it.
Oh,
let's
people don't
break
realize
this all down.
That.
No.
I mean, I worked in development for Lakeland Christian Academy.
Yes.
And I was shocked at how much money I had to raise every year. And that was a tiny little school.
Yes. So again, as we're running an entire city here, because, I mean, you think about our buildings, and it's not just that somebody's coming home, you know, for a couple hours in the building. You are using the building every day, like our high school.
Yeah.
And, you know, this was one of the examples that even led to the Tiger Ambassadors. When we were talking about doing some renovations at the high school, I had some people say, "Why are you doing renovations? That building's brand new."
I know.
And I looked at them and I said, hey, this building is going on 35 years of age. The average life expectancy for a school building is about 30 to 40 years.
Well, I still call it the new high school.
The new high school, absolutely.
I still call it the new Owens.
I know the new Owens, yes. I have the same thing. You know, my grandparents always laugh because they called the Lakeview, they called that the new high school.
Right.
Because for them,
school.
It was the retired Tigers and the old freshman high building. So again, that's the generational piece. But we just spend time just digging into it and saying, okay, what questions are out there? Like one of our sessions, we bring in our athletic department, food service, and transportation.
Oh, perfect.
And say, you know what, let's just talk about these three auxiliary services that we have in Warsaw Community Schools. What do they bring to our school system? How do they raise their funds? How do they handle hard situations? What does this look like for the future? Mm-hmm. Then we spend a day just talking about curriculum and another day talking about facility planning. And so with facility planning last year, we took everybody over to Lakeview and we said, hey, this is our next building that we're going to be working on. It's a 1962 building that is here.
Yeah.
Let's go down in the bowels of, of Lakeview.
Yes.
And so it's fun. They're crawling around kind of in the tunnels that are underneath there.
Oh, I didn't know there were tunnels underneath.
You didn't know there were tunnels underneath?
No.
I think I saw your name etched on the wall down there.
It might have been.
It might have been. Yeah, yeah. It is funny. There are a lot of names down there because from the 1980s, kids would sneak down there and spray paint their names on some of the tunnel walls to prove that they had been down there. Yeah. Or they spray painted somebody else's name to get them in trouble, maybe.
That's true. That's good. Yeah. Well, I remember the wrestling room underneath the ramp.
Yes, actually, that's where the tunnels are connected to.
They're
underneath there, and then they go the whole length of the school.
Oh, yeah.
So, again, that was how they were built in the 1960s.
Man, I wish I would have known that back when I was in high school.
There could have been a lot of fun with the tunnels. But we just spent a lot of time just digging into those type of things. We make it a fun environment, and we're like, hey, you know what? What we want you to do with this information is take it out and share it. When somebody has a question, you can be like, hey, I know who you need to talk to.
Yep.
You know, when something comes up or a concern comes up, hey, I know the principal over here.
Yeah.
Let me connect you with him.
Right.
You know, what do people do inside of it? And then we tap a lot of those people. So, I mean, we're already at 80 people that have been through this ambassador program.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. When did you start it?
We started it 4 years ago. So this is our fourth cohort of roughly about 20 each year.
Right.
And so, I mean, when we look at it, that program just continues to grow and grow and grow and spread out there.
That's awesome.
That again, just help out in our community. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes we can't be involved in every conversation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And like I said, education comes up all the time.
Right.
All right. It comes up all the time when people are sitting at ball games, anything else. Did you hear about
everybody
this
that
was going on or, you know, something else? And just having the experts there to be like, hey, you know what? No, I sat through there. Let me tell you about the food service. Let me tell you about the cool creative things that they're doing over there. Let me tell you about the curriculum where our kids can take aeronautical engineering, or they can take pretty much the ground school, or they can learn to fly a plane in high school, you know, with Eric Coburn. You know, there are just all kinds of great stories that are out there that really solidifies just the pride inside of our schools and being able to share that outside of the walls and have community members being the ones that are carrying that voice.
Well, Dr. Hoffer, thank you for all you do. Now we've got a couple minutes left.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to tell us your quick Daryl Strawberry story.
Absolutely. Again, this was a funny thing. Again, we have a great speaker series that's here in Warsaw Community School. So over the last 12 years, again, we've had veterans from the USS Indianapolis before they passed away. We've had civil rights heroes. We had Holocaust survivor Ava Kaur that's been here. We had Carl Erskine, who played with Jackie Robinson. We've had astronauts and Hoosier astronaut Ken Ford that was here. Thomas Franklin, the 9/11 photographer. So every year we try to bring in somebody special.
Right.
And it's people that we've kind of run across with history. And part of this is my love for history.
Right.
And getting to still be in that realm and in that world a little bit. Mm-hmm. So right before the pandemic, I was flying through O'Hare Airport, and in front of me in line was Daryl Strawberry. And you might be like, how did you recognize Daryl Strawberry?
Right.
Well, he's a really tall guy. Again, really has a unique facial features again, you look at, and you're like, okay, that's the guy that I had the poster of in my room, you know, growing up. And I'm like, this guy's ordering a Big Mac at McDonald's right in front of me.
Right.
And sooner or later, I ended up at his gate, and we ended up talking, and he was gracious enough and kind, and he told me about his speaking that he was doing. So I kind of kept him just in my back thoughts, thinking, wouldn't it be great to bring him to Warsaw Community School someday? So we were able to do that this year for our speaker series, and he was just absolutely phenomenal with the kids. Probably the theme that stuck with everyone, because this is a guy that's been through a lot of ups and downs.
Right, sure.
Okay.
Yes. Yep.
And why? Being one of the greatest sports athletes of the 1980s to finding himself in prison. Mm-hmm. And he said, you can pick your sins, but you can't pick your consequences. And, you know, that was
a
theme that stuck with our kids very much. So, again, speaker series was a huge highlight. Our local community loved it. We were able to share them with Grace College as well, too. And so just a great speaker in our series. So again, we'll have to live up to something even bigger next year.
Yeah. Well, thank you for all you do. It's been 12 great years. Looking forward to 12 more as you as superintendent.
Absolutely. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.